Folks across the state are concerned with water quality, especially after a stormwater pipe burst at a retired Duke Energy coal plant in February 2014, dumping more than 39,000 tons of coal ash into the Dan River, an event that affected Virginia and North Carolina. Since then, groundwater assessments are being conducted at all of Duke Energy's 14 coal-fired power plants in accordance with the Coal Ash Management Act of 2014. This week, North Carolina officials warned more people who live near Duke Energy coal plants not to drink their well water because many of the tests show high levels of toxic heavy metals like vanadium, lead, and hexavalent chromium. The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources said Wednesday that 191 drinking wells failed to meet state groundwater standards, which is more than 90% of the wells tested so far. Duke Energy Communications Manager Aaron Colbert says the majority of wells sampled across the state aren't showing elevated levels of boron and sulfates, which are key indicators of groundwater impacted by coal or coal ash.
There are a variety of things that the folks can have exceedances for in their wells, but based on what we're seeing in the vast majority of the samples, it looks to be primarily naturally occurring constituents.
Down East Coal Ash Coalition member Mindy Robertson isn't buying it.
The composition of the coal ash ponds all across the state are so different, it would be really hard to say that one particular element or substance would be indicative that that was coal ash. They have tested the coal ash ponds all over the state and found, you know, higher levels of one thing in this one or lower levels in that one. So, you know, they might be able to say that that's usually how it happens, but I don't think that that's the end all tell all.
The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources hired private laboratories to analyze samples in February and March. Duke Energy is paying for the testing. Public Information Officer for NC Diener, Sarah Young, says when they receive the test results, they send them to the Department of Health and Human Services.
And they're the folks that come up with the health risk evaluation, which then gets sent back to Diener and then sent to the resident in one package.
In eastern North Carolina, there are two retired Duke Energy coal plants, the Sutton plant in Wilmington and the H.F. Lee plant near Goldsboro. Residents who live in the Rosewood community near the Lee plant fear coal ash is leaking from five unlined basins and contaminating their groundwater. These concerns were exacerbated when five well owners received letters from NC Diener telling them their well water was unsafe for drinking. Young says some well water test results are now available for residents living within 1,000 feet of the Wayne County plant.
There have been 20 wells identified. There are eight wells with results back. Seven out of the eight exceeded a 2L or groundwater standard.
This means seven of eight wells had elements like cobalt and manganese at levels higher than state groundwater standards. Higher than normal pH levels and a chemical compound known as hexavalent chromium have been measured at some of the wells. In response, the Department of Health and Human Services recently sent out five health risk evaluations to residents near the H.F. Lee plant, advising them not to drink their well water. In the meantime, Duke Energy's Aaron Colbert says her company is in the process of reaching out to those who receive letters of warning, offering a temporary water delivery service for those who sign up.
If folks are interested, then we are working with a water delivery system, a service that's providing delivery once every 2 weeks. And so we are able to get a sense from those individuals how many people are in their home, and then they can calculate the number of bottles of water to be able to drop off to those individuals.
So far, Duke Energy is providing water delivery service to 80 people across the state. On Tuesday evening, a grassroots organization called Down East Coal Ash Coalition held a public meeting at the Wayne County Public Library for people to voice their concerns and ask questions about their well water results. A few minutes before the meeting started, I noticed a woman wearing jeans and a blue shirt holding a manila envelope. Hope, who told me she didn't want to use her last name, says she lives within 1,000 feet of the Lee plant. She received a letter last Friday from Diener instructing her not to drink her well water after unsafe levels of cobalt were detected.
I have been drinking it for the last 15 years already, so at least I'm not growing a third eyeball yet.
Hope's mother and sister also live within 1,000 feet of the coal ash storage basins. They were also told not to drink their water after excess cobalt and manganese were found. According to Duke Energy Communications Manager Aaron Colbert, Manganese and cobalt are not strongly associated with coal or coal ash. She adds manganese is very common in North Carolina, with about 40% of private wells across the state exceeding current standards. Johnny Gurley and his wife Nancy have lived a half mile from the Lee plant for 20 years. They're still waiting for the results of heavy metal testing, but were told their water was unsafe to drink because of bacteria.
Sometimes I'm out in the garden, I'll fill up my glass with water out of the spigot outside. I'm thinking, hey, my water's okay.
Nancy says she and her husband live a fairly active lifestyle and eat healthy.
I take care of myself. I go to the Y just about every day. And Duke is bastardizing everything that I have done or believed in, staying healthy.
Both Mr. and Mrs. Gurley think the water may be contributing to their recent health issues.
I've had 3 heart attacks, 9 stents. I got sugar diabetes. I can't say that come from that, but I've had three uncles and 1 aunt that's died from cancer. I got 1 aunt right now that lives on Radford Drive right behind me that she's got cancer now.
The letters warning people not to cook or drink with well water seem to have put the Rosewood community on edge. The people I spoke with told me they want to use Duke's water delivery system because their home site well is their primary source of water. Until that happens, Hope says she and her family are filtering their water with an attachment she installed on the kitchen faucet. Johnny Gurley says they have been purchasing water from the store.
And paid $2.29 a case, in case anybody wants to know, but the water that I use for tea, I boil anyway, so I'm not worried about the bacteria, but I am worried about the final part, the metals.
It could be a couple of weeks before the Gurleys receive their heavy metal test results. At the Wayne County public meeting, Upper Neuse Riverkeeper Matthew Starr presented the results of his own testing near the Duke plant. The unlined coal ash basins are very close to the Neuse River, and Starr says he's seen evidence of coal ash leaking into the river.
You pass the power plant on the right-hand side, and you start seeing these bright orange seeps coming out of the riverbank, and that is the coal ash contaminated water seeping and flowing over the land directly into the Neuse River.
Starr says his surface water testing shows the presence of heavy metals associated with coal ash, like arsenic, selenium, and mercury. It's not just the seepage that Starr is concerned about.
Power plant itself is in a floodway flood zone, which means, think of the 1999 hurricanes, Fran, Floyd. You have a tremendous amount of rain, and there's actually pictures taken from a USGS plane of this site shortly after those events, and the entire plant is underwater. So this is why this plant must be a high priority.
When asked about the proximity of the coal ash basins to the Neuse River, Duke Energy's communications manager Aaron Colbert says they will take all of these factors into consideration as they conduct plant closures.
For HF Lee, it will be one of the 10 facilities across the state that will follow the timeline and schedule outlined in the Coal Ash Management Act that was passed last fall. So as part of that work, DENR and the Coal Ash Management Commission will be prioritizing all of the basins in the state. And as part of that prioritization process, we will know under what deadline we have to close the basins and what methods are available to close basins.
Colbert says possible options include capping the basin or discarding the coal ash at an on-site or off-site landfill. DENR will prioritize basin closure by the end of the year. The Coal Ash Management Act provides either a 5, 10, or 15-year window to close basins across the state based on order of priority and risk. For many living around the HF Lee plant, such as Downey's Coal Ash Coalition member Mindy Robertson, it's not happening quick enough.
I don't think a timeline of, you know, we'll have it cleaned up by 2020 or 2025 is sufficient, because there are people that are sick and dying right now because of, we think, the contamination that they're getting out of these coal ash ponds. So for a company that made I don't know how many billion dollars in profit last year, it seems like they could move a little bit quicker.
This is a complicated issue. In the meantime, the company has started making good on its mandate to more safely dispose of coal ash. On Thursday, Duke Energy removed its first tractor trailer load of ash from its retired Riverbend plant near Charlotte. It's being shipped to a fully lined landfill in Homer, Georgia.